The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. The Gospel of the Lord. I think for quite a number of us, the last time I saw you was last year. So Happy New Year. "For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" This prophecy, you can find it in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. The prophet Micah. A friend of mine wrote it into a song. "O Bethlehem of Judea, a little place among the Judean hills, yet out of you will one come forth to rule my people Israel. O Bethlehem of Judea, a little place among the Judean hills, yet from among you will one come forth to rule my people Israel. O Bethlehem of Judea, a little place among the Judean hills, from among you will one come forth to rule my people Israel." This prophecy was acknowledged by some group of men, some group of people, so to say, who never knew the prophecy. They were not the people of the book, the Magi. Today we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. So I'm going to be doing two things. Talk about the personalities, some of them, some personalities in today's gospel. And secondly, I'll reflect on the theme that God communicates. We serve a God who communicates. Now, to the first, we have the personality of the Magi. Men from the East, from the Orient. You know, I love that song, the entrance song. We three kings of Orient are. They traveled from afar. They saw the star. They recognized something was going on. God was speaking to them in a way and manner that they could have ignored the star. They set up. They were seekers of truth and followed the star. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they went to pay a courtesy visit to the paramount ruler, to the chief, to the king. This is what we experienced. This is what has brought us here. We saw a star and we knew something has happened. When we came into this place, it disappeared. Do you know anything that is happening? Anything significant? Anything phenomenal? And Herod calls in his consulters, the chief priests, and the scribes, another category of persons. Yes, it has been written in our books. We know of this. A child will be born from Judea. The prophet Micah said it. It is true. What they are searching for is a reality. It's something we've been dreaming about. The good news was brought to them. They acknowledged it and they did nothing. The second group of people. The Magi, God spoke to them. They did something. This group of persons, they did nothing. And Herod, when he received the confirmation, the third category of person, rather than receive it with joy, he saw it as a threat and even lied to them. Go search for him diligently. Take your time. And when you have found him, come, let me go and pay him homage. That was a lie. And when they left the place, they saw the star again, the Magi. They continued, and he led them to the nativity scene. In case you have removed your Christmas light or Christmas decoration, we are still in the Christmas mood. The Magi, the star led them to the nativity scene. And when they got there, what did they see? Simplicity. They could have said, is this what brought us here? They saw a newborn in a manger, not in a hotel, not in an hospital. And what did they do? They prostrated themselves because they acknowledged holiness. They experienced holiness in simplicity. Mind you, these were people that didn't know about the prophecy. And in gratitude, in thanksgiving, they offered their gifts. When we offer our gifts, is it in gratitude or as a matter of duty? What were the gifts? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Acknowledging that this child is a king. Gold. Acknowledging that this child is a priest that has come to reconcile mankind to God. Frankincense. And myrrh. He's going to die for humanity. They were not people of the book, but they offered these gifts. God spoke to them. And they followed the star. Herod did not. So they listened to the Lord again in a dream and went another way, another direction. They listened to the Lord each time. The first question is, who among the categories of persons in this gospel passage relates to you? How attentive are you to the voice of God speaking to you? Which brings me to the second thing I want to reflect upon, that God communicates. God communicates. The Magi would have ignored the star. He spoke to them through inanimate objects and through persons in the courtyard of Herod. And in a dream, they listened, they followed. Others did not. Are you listening to the voice of God? Does God seem distant to you? He's always communicating. I remember when the first day I started serving Mass as an altar boy, you know, I was nervous. I was very young, maybe 6. When it was time to ring the bell during elevation, during consecration, the priest signaled to me, but I didn't know what he meant. He looked at me, hoping I would ring the bell. And I didn't ring the bell, and the time passed. And the priest came after Mass and pinched me in my stomach. Don't forget again, you know. And I remember this, and I relate to what God is doing. Sometimes God gives us signs. He speaks to us in quiet languages with people coming to us, events, name it. But sometimes we are not attentive to the voice of God. We are distracted. Are you distracted? Elijah went into the cave hoping he would hear the voice of God. But God came in a still small voice. After the wind, the thunderstorm, God was not there. God speaks to us. Are you attentive to the voice of God? So today, let us remember God is reaching out. Christ that came in at Christmas, very quietly at Christmas, showed himself on this day, Epiphany. He manifested himself. He let his glory be known to men of distant countries. And I think about this, I think about what if Christ hadn't come? The advent of Christ in our world has brought peace, has brought love, has brought unity, has brought generosity. So as a Christian, the message of Christ comes to us to reflect on these virtues. The coming of Christ is a blessing to our world. Are we listening to him? So the Epiphany invites us to grow in attentiveness, to slow down, to listen, to ask the Lord, what are you saying to me at this moment of my life? In the coming days, in the coming weeks, a lot will come to us. Some will be challenging, some will be affirmative, some will be, you know, difficult. The question is not whether God will be there. The question is, are we going to recognize God in these situations when they come to us? We should ask the Lord always, what direction are you pointing me towards? That's the key question. What direction, Lord, are you pointing me towards? The man who was born in Bethlehem, the God man who was born in Bethlehem, the baby Jesus, he has come to rule our hearts. Let us pray that we may open our hearts and be docile to his words always and always. Amen. O Bethlehem of Judea, a little place among the Judean hills, from among you will one come forth to rule my people Israel. Now, I want you to repeat this when I say, from among you will one come forth, your response will be, to rule my people Israel. Can we try that? To rule my people Israel. From among you will one come forth to rule my people Israel. From among you will one come forth to rule your people Israel. O Bethlehem of Judea. I'll lead you place among the Judean hills. From among you will one comfort to rule my people Israel. From among you will one comfort to rule my people Israel. From among you will one comfort to rule my Israel.